As the storm moves out, colder air is moving in on a gusty wind out of the west, and gusty and cold weather will be the story for the next couple of days, and temperatures will remain chilly right through the weekend. Now, with that cold air coming in on a gusty wind, there is some lake effect snow to talk about today. The heaviest lake effect snow will accumulate through the Tug Hill Plateau into the western Adirondacks, and in areas that see the heaviest snow, accumulations will pile up in feet. Outside of those bands, of course, it's not going to be as much snow, but there's the potential for some scattered snow showers at times, maybe even a couple of heavier bursts of snow across portions of the North Country. So even though much of our area is not going to see a giant amount of snow from that lake effect event, there's still the potential for scattered snow showers and squalls that may leave enough accumulation to result in some slippery travel conditions. That's going to be right through the day tomorrow, and even on Saturday, there's going to be the chance for some scattered snow showers at times. The bigger story, though, is the chilly weather. And, you know, by winter standards, it's not going to be extremely cold, but we haven't had a ton of cold weather this winter season. And when you factor in the gusty wind, it is going to feel rather chilly. We have wind advisories up in many spots through the evening hours for gusts that may reach 50 miles per hour. So on top of the wind chill potential, there may be some isolated outages, and in areas that picked up some of that wet snow today, the power outage potential will be higher. Now, I mentioned wind chill. We will see those wind chills largely in the single digits coming up tonight, though some spots will have feels like temperatures below zero. So you will need to bundle up tomorrow, and those wind chills will be basically in the single digits and teens through much of our area tomorrow. Saturday is still going to be cold and breezy, maybe not quite as windy as tomorrow. Temperatures will only be in the 20s, and we'll keep it on the chilly side on Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, scattered snow showers with a few snow squalls, breezy, lows in the teens to around 20, wind chills in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered snow showers and maybe a few squalls, windy with highs in the 20s to low 30s, wind chills in the single digits and teens. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, some lake effect snow showers and squalls, breezy, lows in the teens to around 20, wind chills in the single digits above and below zero. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, windy, with highs in the 20s to low 30s, wind chills in the single digits and teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, lows in the low to mid 20s, wind chills in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny and windy, highs in the 30s, wind chills in the teens and 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, scattered snow showers, breezy, lows in the upper teens to lower 20s, wind chills in the single digits. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers, windy, highs in the low 30s, wind chills in the single digits and teens. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy with some snow showers, breezy, highs in the 20s, and on Sunday, partly sunny with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.